Christmas, my true love sent to me two Northern Robinson. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two Northern Robins and a cardinal in a pear tree. So welcome to another episode of Tennessee Fro is Reading. Hi, I'm your host, Felicia Baxter. In the true spirit of the 12 podcast of Christmas, I've decided to go ahead and post today. You'll notice that the podcast, unless I have something dramatic to say, are not going to have a whole bunch of content, but I'm going to be playing off of my new adoption of my spirit animal's Fro bird, as well as reading the latest from Christmas Shopaholic by Sophie Kinsella. And I hope you enjoy this podcast as much as I've enjoyed creating it. And thanks. The 2 years that I've been, well, almost 2 years I've been producing this podcast, I'm coming to learn more things. I'm learning to use analytics to my greatest advantage, as well as producing the content that gets the most plays. Scrolling down to the end of the notes, they actually count that. How long do people actually stay on your page? What I've noticed is other podcasters, more seasoned podcasters, they don't have a lot of content in their notes themselves, whatever they platform that they publish from. So I decided, why not just do a ping back to my blog? If you want the details and the pictures, et cetera, et cetera, I can create that first and then have just the bare minimum in the podcast notes. Things in the podcast note that make sense is those promo codes for Alibris, Water Blocks, and Ship a Bag of Dicks. They don't really need to see the other great pictures and stuff that I post of ramen on my Instagram page, etc. So going forward, I'm going to be changing the format of the detail that I'm going to include in the notes, except if I just have to put my spirit bird in there. And that's where we're going to start this segment of the podcast, Frobird. And he is my spirit bird. And that's why I've changed the wording to 12 Days of Christmas to include the Red Robin, because this bird has a great fro. The fro bird travels, searches for food and companionship. And why does this couple look like they're fussing? And if you look in the notes, you'll see what I'm talking about. I've renamed these birds James and Florida Northern Cardinals. Although the bird, for the most part, is a bit of a loner, but still stops to create beautiful shrill warble music in the trees, joining in a chorus with blessing us with song. Christmas during the COVID panorama, quote unquote, the holidays can be difficult in the best of times, but in this shit show of a year, it seems to be the cruelest, anxiety-inducing, worst reality show ever, The End of America, a limited series. You make your happiness as safely as possible. Reflective is the mood of the moment. We really can't be safe. We can't safely move around, or we shouldn't move around. There is a virus hunting us, taking no prisoners. We still have people protesting, mask wearing, white men, women yelling at phones because their kids hyperventilated and passed out. I'm still sitting in my window watching a family strolling through pass on a Mississippi, not a mask in the bunch. And I'm yelling and gesticulating, where the hell is your mask? Y'all really don't care, do you? Then I pause, take a sip of a dirty gin martini and breathe. And I have a picture of that on my site. It's all good. I rewrite my curse-filled rant to directed at my dumbass neighbors. I pray you make it to get the vaccine next year, but I still have to be on my game to make sure I get there too. And blowing a gasket, stroking out in my apartment is not helping anything. People ask me about the birds because that evil looking bird with the fro really makes me happy. Why post ramen pics to my Instagram at Tennessee Fro is Reading? Because I like food, and well taken pictures of food make me happy. I implore you to find what makes you happy, as long as it's legal and doesn't hurt anyone else. Go for it. Share it with the rest of us, if you will. feel free to like the Instagram photos and leave comments on the blog. And that's where I'm going to leave this section of Froberg, the continuing saga. So, a few years ago, when I was on my kick, Everything British, I started reading an author by the name of Sophie Kinsella, an entire Shopaholic series. She's a New York Times bestseller. And I think I fell in love with the books when I was on the road at the most times, and I was listening to books on tape and Audible. Not only are her books a great read, the Audible version or the books on the tape version, the actress that they actually had to do the voiceover was freaking hilarious. And it's been a number of years since I've actually read any of her books. I think the last one I read was, last two I read were Shopaholic and Sister, Becky Bloomwood, now Brandon, has a half-sister that is a result of an affair her father had, Graham Bloomwood had, and as well as Shopaholic and Baby. Becky marries Luke Brandon, the financial PR, president of a financial PR company. He understands her and loves her for who she is and all of her ADHD habits. They have this really cute little kid, Minnie. They're back in the UK, as I said yesterday, and her parents have decided to go on this great adventure, and they move to the up-and-coming or hip community in London called Shoreditch from the suburbs. And they have dumped they've dumped the planning of Christmas on Becky for this year. I mean to say that this book was actually just published this year. It has to do with, I guess, Christmas 2019. But in effect, it is very hilarious. I know I cannot do the accent like the British actress would actually do, but in itself, it is still quite funny, I think. So here we go. And all the run-up to this point is just showing how crazy and ADHD Becky is. She plans things out, but then it goes awry. She gets distracted by great deals and shopping. Never really follows through, but every now and again, it basically works itself out. We're up to the point now where she actually meets her now rock star, orgy-loving ex-boyfriend from the university who has moved into Suze's, her best friend's, cottage on their estate because Suze and her husband, Tarquin, are lower royalty. So he moves in, gets them to install a hot tub, and then they try to figure out if Luke and Becky are swingers. And of course it's going to be hilarious because with all of her wanting to be fly, Becky is still a very conservative girl from the suburbs. It is freaking hilarious. So here we go with chapter 12. The idea won't go away. At 9:30 a.m. on Thursday, I've dropped Minnie off at school and I'm sitting at the kitchen table cutting out fabric for her nativity play costume. And I'm going to pause there. It seems that Minnie is in this primary school and her primary school teacher is really into crafts and Becky ain't really having that. And they are planning the Christmas play, I guess. So she gives them a pattern, and the parents are supposed to make this costume out of a pattern. I just can't even. But anyways, but my mind's not into it. I'm half thinking concentrate and half thinking, oh my God, I've never even been in a foursome. How does it work anyway? Like, what are the logistics? I've quite tempted to Google sex parties, what actually happens, only Luke might walk in and get the wrong idea. In fact, here is Luke coming into the kitchen. Should I mention it to him? No, because it sounds crazy. It is crazy. How's it going? He surveys the ocean of dark blue silk filling the table. Looks good. Oh, right. I focus. I force my attention back to Minnie's costume. It's going pretty well, thanks. I don't want to boast, but I've chosen fabulous material for Minnie's costume. I don't think Becky can sew, but... And I don't understand why she doesn't ask her homeboy, Danny Kovitz, to make the fucking costume. Really? It's the most sumptuous midnight blue silk embossed with gold spots. And okay, it wasn't the cheapest option, but then how often is your little girl a king in a school nativity? I bought some gold velvet ribbon, too, in sequins, meaning it's going to look spectacular. Just cutting out the pattern, I add briskly, picking my scissors back up and trying to sound like a sewing expert. I won't mention that I'm cutting it out for the second time. Total disaster first time round. But I bought some pins this time. They're so nifty. Someone should have told me about them before, and at least I had plenty of spare material. I got a bit carried away in the fabric shop and thought maybe I'd make a matching dress for myself, which is looking a tad less likely, to be honest. I'm going to make a coffee to go. You want one? Yes, please. I say absolutely as I resume cutting. I love the metallic sound of the scissors make as they slice through the material. It makes me feel like a pro. I work carefully around the curve of the sleeve, then look up at Luke watching me, a fond expression in his eyes. What? I say. Nothing. Just lucky, Minnie. Oh, I say, feeling a tiny glow inside. Well, you know, I want her to have the best costume she can, although she might not be lucky. I add honestly, it might be a disaster. I'm not exactly brilliant at all this craft stuff, not like Sue's. I can't help Auguste sigh. You should see the stuff she makes. Becky, you're you. Other people are other people. This is going to be an awesome costume, and Minnie's going to be an awesome king. He's always so nice. Has she got any lines to learn? He asks with sudden interest. Should we be practicing? No, I say with a giggle. They have to make it up. Miss Lucas is into improvisation. She thinks it makes the children creative. Improvisation? Luke raises his eyebrows. Isn't that a high-risk strategy at that age? You think? Apparently, at the last rehearsal, one of the shepherds told his sheep to hurry up or he'll wallop them. Luke laughs. Well, rather Miss Lucas than me. He puts a coffee in front of me, picks up his own takeaway cup, bamboo present from Jess, and kisses me. Have fun at the Christmas fair today. I will. I watch Luke leaving. When he almost threw the door, I say impulsively, hey, Luke, you know Craig and Nadine? Yes. Do you think they want to force them with us in their hot tub? But I can't. I mean, it's ridiculous. Nothing, I say, just is... was nice hanging out with them. Yes, Inas, it was fun. See you later. Okay, a little bit more background information. Craig and his little freaky girlfriend or open girlfriend or whatever you call her are really into swinging and sexual exploration. They don't understand monogamy, the etc. And Becky, in pure Becky form, is getting all worked up over a construct that nobody has actually broached with them. So of course the what she is imagining is worse than the actual reality of it all. So you know how this is going to go. Number one, the costume is going to be a disaster. And number two, of course, if they ever do get into the hot tub and the whole swinging scene, it's not going to happen. It's just going to be a complete farce. Once I get further along in the book, I'll actually stop and pause and read you that section because I know it's going to be crazy. As of it, what I've noticed in this particular book, it does take Kinsella a minute to get to the point. She drags it out. There's always these like subplots about subplots. And Becky gets into some maniacal craziness, and then she has to work that out at the same time as she's working out some other highfalutin crazy debacle. This is like one big long read of the I Love Lucy show with Becky Bloomwood being Lucille Ball or Lucille McGillicuddy, and Sue's, who is minor royalty, being a very slender but blonde Ethel Mertz. It is completely crazy. And that's what I just realized just now, how this whole book seems to be a riff, the British riff on I Love Lucy. Isn't that crazy? But it's all going to have a particular poignant theme because it is Christmas time. Janice, and which is the next door neighbor, and Becky are getting ready to go to the Christmas fair because her mom wigged out on her about going to some dramatic. It's like her mother is trying to recapture her youth in her next adventure. And both Janice, who has been her best friend for 30, 40 years, and Becky, are the family's actually feeling left out. And of course, another subplot is what's going on with Susan Tarquin. And another subplot, what is going on with Jess and Tom? Jess is the half granola crunching Birkenstock tree hugging sister who has come back to the UK but left her husband Tom behind. There is some beef there, and I'm sure it is because of Jess's straight shooting, frugal, earth-saving vegan ways that's causing probably some disruption in that relationship. But all of this is going on in the couple of weeks run up to Christmas. Typical family, right? Makes for good reading. In this season, we got to just remember the importance of love and giving, people not taking advantage. There are a lot of people that are worse off than we are, but there are blessings still to come. And this is what, when I listen to this song by Donny Hathaway, This Christmas, I love it because of its simplicity and it's because of its meaning. And it just gives me hope that even there are always somebody that will always try to scam you and take the little bit that you do have, I still have so much to be thankful for. And here is Donny Hathaway in singing This Christmas. And that's how we'll end this episode of Tinfro is Reading. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't hesitate to navigate to writersblockcoffee.com and use my promo code Tinfro is Reading to get 10% off of your order as well as shipping. Also, I will be posting the codes for anywhere between $10 and $20 off of orders between $20 to $50 and $100 and up off in the notes for elibris.com, and you can actually use those updated promo codes because they will be again posted in the notes. And as well as there's still about 74 million people that need a bag of gummy penises, we won. Stop it, y'all lost. And just because we did not vote for that fool that's occupying the White House right now doesn't mean that we're wrong and our votes don't count. Your hoods are showing. Again, stop it. But you do need either a chocolate penis or a gummy penis or a glitter bomb that can be shipped anonymously, and you can get almost 25% off of your order by using promo code MaryDicks. If you navigate to shipitbagofdicks.com, use that promo code or my promo code TimfroGotJokes to get 10% off of your order as well as shipping. And I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I've enjoyed creating it. And I hope you will tune in tomorrow for the 10th podcast of Christmas. And thank you for listening. Bye. Shake a hand, shake a hand. Bye.